News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, Health Minister Stephen Donnelly's plan to increase the number of countries on the state's hotel quarantine list is in jeopardy due to serious legal concerns. Attorney General Paul Gallagher has written to Minister Donnelly warning that it may be illegal to charge EU citizens to stay in these mandatory settings. Earlier on, we spoke to Stuart Gilhooley, solicitor and former president of the Law Society of Ireland, who outlined the legal concerns.
Slightly unclear, I think, at the moment exactly as to what's going on, but certainly the Attorney General seems to have some concerns about the legality of the hotel quarantine programme. And I think it seems to particularly relate to issues around the freedom of movement of workers, which is something that arises from Article 45 of the EU Treaty. So I think that perhaps the concern is that if you are saying to workers coming from a different country, or indeed even Irish citizens coming here, that you can't move freely to a job from a different country, that could create a problem within EU law. I think another concern is that although you are entitled to restrict human rights and indeed constitutional rights, you have to do so on a proportional basis. So I think that maybe that there is a worry that if there are certain countries which are not that dissimilar to Ireland in terms of the numbers of COVID, by saying to people that they can't leave a hotel for 12 days, that's not a proportional restriction on their rights. I think there's a further concern then relating to the issue of the amount it's going to cost. It would seem that by charging €1,800 to people, and you know, not everybody has €1,800. In fact, most people don't have that. So if, for instance, you are an Irish citizen stranded abroad and you wanted to get back and you found that you had to do the hotel quarantine for that period and you didn't have €1,800, I mean, what would happen then? Does that mean you can't come back? Does that mean that you'll end up being sued for that amount in the future? Or what does it mean? So I think that's another disproportionate element which they're concerned about.
That was Stuart Gilhooley there, former president of the Law Society of Ireland, outlining some of the legal concerns around this mandatory hotel quarantine extension. And for more on this now, I'm joined by Fergal O'Brien, Director of Lobbying and Influence with the Irish Business and Employers Confederation. Fergal, IBEC have concerns around the extension of mandatory hotel quarantine as well, and they don't just extend to legal concerns. Tell us what your issue is with it.
Yeah, good morning, Ciara. Ciara, we already have very restrictive travel measures and we have had for some time. So Ireland really has found itself being quite an outlier in the context of international travel, and particularly we're concerned about essential business travel. When we look at, you know, what companies in the US or what companies in Europe are able to do, and they're able to move by car and train and all of these other options, as an island, we are a significant outlier, and our restrictions have lasted for much longer than what we've seen internationally. So this is hurting Irish business, the fact that we can't undertake essential, and I'm talking about the necessary business travel that we need to do for commercial and business purposes. And I think this is really going to damage reputation. Again, it looks like we're going on a solo run within Europe. Stuart mentioned the legal issues there. There are also diplomatic issues. If we take measures like this in isolation to what's happening and without any coordination across the EU, then we are undermining the internal market. And I think that's very damaging. And then when you look at how this will be perceived in other markets, and the key thing about adding these additional countries, Ciara, is that we're really going to the countries now and proposing the countries that are the big trading partners. These are the countries that we need to be able to do essential business with. So the US and other European countries. But I think there will be reputational damage. A perception will go out that Ireland is closed for business, and it will be very hard to reverse that in the future. So, of course, we recognise the need in terms of the public health measures to restrict travel, and we understand that. But some essential business travel has to be able to continue. And with the mandatory quarantine measures now, that's becoming much more difficult. And if we add to that list of countries, I think we're going to exacerbate an already difficult situation. Ireland's becoming isolated, and it's not a good place for us to be. And it's also very questionable as to whether this is delivering, so the lots of costs as we're chatting about, it's questionable as to whether this is actually delivering the benefits that we need from a public health perspective.
But Fergal, with respect, are IBEC not more concerned about our domestic economy? We're currently in lockdown. We've been in lockdown for months, one of the longest lockdowns in Europe. And we know that one of the issues is the importation of variants. We're on the B117 is our predominant variant here. That was brought in from the UK over Christmas. That's what happened to us. That's why our lockdown is sort of so protracted. If we don't do this, and if we import the even more dangerous things like the P1, people are talking about the Brazilian variants, the South African variants, we could end up in lockdown for longer. And our domestic economy, which drives everything here, is actually crippled. Our hospitality sector is crippled. The vintners are crippled. Oh, you know, we're living under draconian laws because of this virus. Surely public health has to trump business in this instance.
So absolutely, Kira, we are concerned about that domestic economy. We want to see those milestones coming forward with the rollout of the vaccine so, you know, that we can give certainty to business as to when we can reopen. I think, look, there is a real question around these quarantine measures and international travel, particularly the severity of them, as to whether they are going to deliver those benefits in terms of stopping the virus from coming into the country. It would be a different scenario, Kira, if we were a sealed island. We are not a sealed island in this scenario, and that continues to be a challenge in terms of undermining the effectiveness. But
we are trying to, isn't the point of this, though, is that we're not a sealed island, but we are an island, and we're trying to use that to our advantage here to protect ourselves.
I don't think we really have the evidence that we're functioning on an all-island basis to stop the risks of the virus. And I think that remains a concern that will undermine whatever we do in terms of the quarantine measures. The key distinction, though, Kira, is that we're saying that we need to be able to facilitate essential business travel. So we recognize that mass travel probably isn't possible at the moment, and we need to do a lot before we get to that situation with much more sophisticated testing regimes. But right now, we need to have the capacity to do essential commercial and technical travel, because we are an outlier. We're completely.
Yeah, and I understand that. And you've mentioned that. Diplomatic issues. But the truth is, the US banned all EU travel early on in this pandemic. They banned Chinese travel. We've had a traffic light system that has been sort of slightly dysfunctional and sort of a stop start version of it within Europe. And there were other countries that put us on their red list within the EU previously. So we have been treated like this by other countries while they protected themselves. Why should the Irish people not protect themselves? Surely that has to trump other things.
I think if we all thought that that was going to be absolutely effective, Kira, then you could see stronger rationale for it. Again, I suppose, I think the priority must be here that, yes, there is a need to control some international travel, but we must make that distinction with the essentiality of business travel that needs to be done for commercial purposes. So right now we have small Irish companies. They can't get out and see their customers internationally the way their competitors can. We have inward investors that want to come and make investments in Ireland, and they can't have essential travel into the country.
With
so
respect
really
for no country has particularly loose travel. I mean, if you look around the world, most countries have some degree of restriction. So it's not like Ireland is you know, Fortress Ireland, and the rest of the world are all flahoolock coming and going as they please. That's not really true.
But we are an outlier here. I don't think we'll find any other country in Europe that has the type of mandatory hotel quarantine measures that we now have, and particularly to the extent if we add these additional countries. So there is reputational damage. There is comparative disadvantage. We would much prefer to see us doing this in a coordinated way across All Europe. Right. I think that would make a lot more sense to have that distinction between essential commercial travel, and to make sure that our businesses that need to continue both in the domestic and in the global economy, challenges of Brexit and everything else here, they need to be able to get out for those limited and essential purposes with the necessary health measures and testing that can go around that.
Look,
so we can have low risk essential travel.
Okay.
That's what we need.
I suspect we will hear more on all of this over the coming days. Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Fergal O'Brien from IBEC.